Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 29th of September of the year 2020, well into the haunches of the year at this point. And on this date in history, in 1911, Italy declared war on Turkey, starting the Italo-Turkish War, which was unfortunately overshadowed by later wars in a relatively short period of time. But the Italo-Turkish War, one of the few wars that used active zeppelins in battle, and therefore notable. Your guest today on the podcast is disgraced former Home Secretary and recently rediscovered Royal John Luke Roberts. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to me handing bin on this show today now. Thank you.
Coming up today, you'll be bringing us our top story, which is psychedelic news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, with rumours of civil unrest building among the octopus tribespeople of New Zealand, a small cell of octopus people have applied for visas to human-occupied nations of the Earth. The United Nations is convening a big Zoom meeting to discover whether octopus people qualify for international travel documents, which were all written with human people in mind. As we know, historical documents sometimes a little more closed-minded than our modern formats. Meanwhile, the Wiggles government in Italy has put out an unprecedented announcement that it will be supporting Bob the Sentient Trash Island in the upcoming US election, even though as an Italian governing body they don't technically have a vote, and it goes heavily against international diplomatic protocol for an accidentally elected government to come out so publicly in support of an opposition candidate in another country. Dorothy the Dinosaur mimed her support for the Rock/Island 2020 campaign, which is, as you know, Bob the Sentient Trash Island with Vice President Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Dorothy indicated through a deeply moving interpretive dance sequence that she believes the Rock/Island 2020 campaign will lead to better diplomatic relations between US and Italy going forward, given how much of the United States' national symbolism is ripped directly off of ancient Roman ideals and architecture. And tragic news from the world of sports with the Tokyo Olympics going forward, but the delightful Olympic event, unicorn frolicking, tickling, and just generally hanging out with unicorns, has once again been scrapped from the official games list after the head of events realised that his five-year-old daughter had gotten at the whiteboard planner with a texter again. While this event has been cancelled, we can all still look forward to various other events, including the traditional sporting events that we all know and love so well from the Olympics, including running around in a circle twice, running very, 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 very far as though a bear were chasing you, or you needed to report the results of a war to an army, Japanese fight cuddling, that's an important one, pretending that you have to spear something pretending that you have to throw something underwater, synchronized, smiling, leaping from a high cliff, aka pretendsy suicides, or flashy suicides as they're known. And of course, as we move closer towards the Tokyo Olympics, which the Japanese authorities are saying will move forward, we will continue to explore the various sports that are involved. And that's all the time we have for the stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because what else are you going to look at right now? I don't know what you're looking at. This is a podcast. Are your lips cracked? Do they feel like an old vinyl couch that's been exposed to time and sunlight? You need to dip your lips in half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, double the resale value of your mouth. Do you like listening to other people have noisy sex? You need a small apartment with thin walls. Small apartment with thin walls lets everyone know your name, their name, what you're into, what they're into, and depending on your cardio level, exactly how long 2.5 minutes lasts.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's all the time we have for your ads today, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Top story today is psychedelic news. John-Luke Roberts, you've been on a few trips recently. What's happening in the world of psychedelia?
Wow, 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 wow. It's more or less, that's most of what's going on in the world of psychedelia. Were you there for the 60s? Were you there? I was there. Were you there? The big psychedelic decade?
I was only in the 60s for a couple of months. I went on a trip with Time Doctor, Dr. Matt Kirshen. You know, brief, short-lived love affair.
Oh.
He knew it was over before it began.
Oh, like the time traveller's wife, but with Matt Kirshen.
Like that, except we weren't married. I found out that he had a wife for every era in history.
Oh. Sounds like good canon. Psychedelia. Psychedelia, we all loved it. Tie-dye, little bits of paper with little pictures of things on them, but the paper's naughty paper. Inside the paper, like, it's hidden the stuff in it. We all, you know, mushrooms, but naughty mushrooms, all those things.
Interesting that you're imposing your own moral framework onto things that allow you to see through space and time. I assume I've never taken drugs. Actually, when I say that, it sounds like I have taken drugs and I'm pretending not to have taken drugs. I've never taken drugs.
I mean, I've taken an awful lot, and I would say naughty for me, and actually for most of the people I know, definitely the rest of my family, the royal family, naughty is not a pejorative word. I use naughty to mean, oh, that's very good. Oh, I bloody love it. So, yes, the paper's very, very naughty indeed. Absolutely naughty. Naughtiest thing
yes.
ever.
Yes, oh, yes, you're right. Sorry, I was not realising the contextual linguistic things, which is that you say sort of naughty, naughty, while deeply aroused as a picture of a Mitford sister in a safari suit disapprovingly watches you, yeah?
Wow. Sorry, just distracted for a second by that mental image. You took me to my happy place without me even knowing that I'd gone. It's unfortunate. Wait, just give me a moment. Yeah, fine, that's gone. So, we're bringing it back. Psychedelia's back, baby. Wow, 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 wow. But obviously, we want to make it legal. You know, it's no good just... Because some parts of psychedelia were legal if frowned upon by, you know, the squares, the hoobies, the big blocks of boring, as we used to call them. Tie-dye was allowed. Psychedelic music, generally about flowers, maybe with sitars, other bits of cultural appropriation, and they were all allowed. It was the drugs which weren't, strictly speaking, allowed. Dried mushrooms, of course, were allowed for a while. I'm talking about the magic mushrooms. But now, so we've come up with a way to help people have legal highs to get into their psychedelia. Oh, wow, 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 ooh, blah, 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 blah. That's the first way. You make noises with your mouth, which are generally psychedelic. Wow, wow, wow. You know, as I do that, you probably get the picture of going through a vortex.
Yes.
Very colourful sort of, and not just, but if you listen to this, wow, 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 quite a wibbly vortex.
Yes,
which is, of course, that's the psychedelic vortex. You don't want the kind of, that vortex, you don't want to be sucked into, certainly not while on a trip. So it's important to get the right, but basically some vocal warm-ups like, just go to a musical theatre school for a couple of days. Then you can have the fun of being on a psychedelic audio experience just by yourself. Now, legal highs. You can't have magic mushrooms. They're not allowed, you know. So how do you do it legally? Well, eat normal mushrooms, then act weird. That's a big way to... A good thing to find, if you make your hands both into fists and then you lean your eyes on your fists and hold it there for 30 seconds, put some real pressure there, then when you take the fists away, especially if you close your eyes, you'll see all sorts of wonderful psychedelic patterns and things there. So that's a good legal high. If you want to go move into other drugs, not traditionally psychedelic ones, a good thing to do to replicate the experience of a particular one I won't mention, write a memoir, then read it back very quickly and very loudly. repeating any bits that you feel like, that's quite useful. And then if you want to get the real rush of a good high, tie meat to your waist and run from a dog. Really, the adrenaline will pump through your body and you'll get to... And the feeling of relief if you get away from the dog. Fantastic. And if you don't get away from the dog and the dog starts... Especially if you tie the meat to your face and the dog starts eating your face, well, that just feels like a bad trip. So, that's the general... That's our official... royal advice for psychedelic dabbling.
I mean, thank you so much for delving into those details for us, John Luke. I know you took some risks, but you are currently under a flag of diplomatic immunity, so I don't feel too bad about throwing you into that nightclub and saying take notes. Your letter's the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Bulgaria, from Lubo, Alice and Guest, (, that one, yeah, that's you today, John Luke Roberts.
Oh.
Just wanted to share a brief personal account, which is by no means an ad. We've been having a bit of a heat wave recently, so my wife wanted to prepare herself a nice refreshing beverage. As a Bulgarian, Iran was front and center in her mind. Apparently it refreshes like nothing else. I'm not a fan, so I don't know. If you or your listeners are interested in how to make a glass of Iran at home, it's as easy as this. Mix some cold yogurt with about half a glass of water, throwing in a pinch of salt. Enjoy. Best regards, Lubo. P.S. Good luck to you, Christopher. Have you ever drunk Iran, John Luke Roberts?
I haven't, no.
It certainly is refreshing. I think it might be an acquired taste. Salty yogurt. Tastes a little bit biological.
I hate drinking biological things.
I mean, it's got an earthiness about it that is not to everyone's palate in these sanitized days. Thank you for that letter. That was a really lovely and helpful letter, Lubo. I appreciate it. Remember, if you have a letter, please send it in to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Well, that's all the time we have for that today, and thank you for listening to us. We are The Last Post. We're a podcast. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. If you're one of our listeners in the other dimension, here's a quick word from your Alice Fraser.
Hi, listeners in my dimension. I'm Alice Fraser. Do subscribe to our podcast feed. We're literally the only satirical daily news podcast set in an alternate dimension. What's not to like? We may not do everything or indeed anything very well, but we do a lot of it. Tell your friends about us.
Thanks, Alice.
That's fine, Alice. Carry on.
Your guest today on the podcast was John Luke Roberts. John Luke, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, go to my website, johnlukeroberts.co.uk, and buy my wares. I've got two specials up there made with Go Faster Stripe. And I also have a Twitter account, @JLukeRoberts, but I need to go on Twitter less because I don't like it.
The Last Post doesn't have a Twitter account, but you have a Twitter account, JLukeRoberts, and I have a Twitter account, @Alliterative, @Aliterative. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser, and Bugle Podcast Production. Please do follow me on Twitter and Instagram with with ALITERATIVE, or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience if you really want a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and some access to my specials by signing up at patreon.com/AliceFraser. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.